Please pray in silence.
Amen. 奉主耶稣的圣名，我们开始晚上的聚会。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we begin this evening service.
唱诗136首。
Please sing hymn 136. Come you to pray with us.
神无所不在。
God is everywhere.
他也与我们同在。
And he's here with us.
但是他是灵，所以他看不见。
But he's a spirit, so he's invisible.
但是我们可以用心灵来敬拜他。
But we can worship him in our heart with our spirits.
而我们祷告跪下来，代表对这一位伟大的神的尊敬。
When we kneel down to pray, we show our respect to this great God we have.
让眼睛合起来，帮助我们专心。
So we close our eyes to help us concentrate.
我们第一句话，奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。
We begin praying by saying in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
照主的应许，我们这样祷告，天父就必垂听。
According to Jesus' promise, if we pray like this, God will listen to our prayers.
然后重复念哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
And then we can repeat Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
就这样啊，我们就可以体会到神的平安，神的同在。
And praying like this, we can experience God's peace and God's abiding.
那如果神的灵降临，我们就会被感动，讲一种听不懂的话，说方言跟神交通。
And when God's Spirit comes, we'll be moved to speak a unknown tongue.
这是很奇妙，很有力量的体验。
This is a very miraculous experience.
证明神真的在我们当中。
It testified to the fact that God is indeed among us.
所以在聚会之前，我们一起来祷告。
So before we have our service, we'll kneel down to pray together.
我们一起来祈祷。
Let's pray together.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。愿大家平安。
May peace be with all.
晚上跟大家一起来学习超越亚比斯的祷告。
Today I'd like to share with everyone the topic transcend the prayer Jabez.
我们请看列代志上第四章。
Please turn to First Chronicles chapter 4.
列代志上第四章第九节。
First Chronicles chapter 4 verse 9.
亚比斯比他的众弟兄更尊贵，他的母亲给他起名叫亚比斯，意思说我生他甚是痛苦。第十节。
Verse ten.
亚比斯求告以色列的神，说：甚愿你赐福于我，扩张我的境界，常与我同在，保佑我不遭患难，不受艰苦。神就应许他所求的。请读。
Verse 9, Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. His mother had named him Jabez, saying, I gave birth to him in pain. 10, Jabez cried out to God Israel, Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory, that your hand be with me and keep me from harm, so that I will be free from pain. And God granted his request.
在《列代志上》里面很多的人名。
There are many names recorded in the First Chronicles.
说很多人在读《列代志》的时候就跳过去了。
So a lot of people will actually skip portions of the First Chronicles.
但是第四章里面呢，隐藏一个亚比斯的祷告。
And but hidden within chapter 4 is this prayer of Jabez.
有一个作者他看到这一节印象很深。
And one author, when he read this passage, it left a deep impression.
所以他就每天早上起来，就照着第十节这样祷告。
So every morning when he woke up, he would pray according to verse 10.
结果过了30年以后
，But after 30 years,
他发现了他的祷告每一句话都实现。
He realized that each one of his prayers, each sentence was fulfilled.
真的，他比他的众弟兄更尊贵。
It's true that he was more honorable than his brothers.
所以他就把他写一本书，叫做《亚比斯的祷告》。
So he wrote a book named The Prayer of Jabez.
那这本书在《纽约时报》差不多10年前呢，是最畅销的一本书。
And this book was on the best-selling list on New York Times.
我也看过。
About 10 years ago.
有一些青年买这本书在互相赠送。
And I have seen youth who bought this book and gave it to each other as gifts.
所以让我们再从圣经的角度再来思想一下亚比斯的祷告。
But from the viewpoint of the Bible, let's again look at this prayer of Jabez.
这里说 亚比斯的妈妈为什么给他起名亚比斯呢？
And here it mentions where the name Jabez came from.
因为她生亚比斯的时候很痛苦。
Because she gave birth to him in pain.
所以这个亚比斯这个名字代表她所经历的痛苦。
So this name Jabez signify her pain.
那我们大家知道，当父母的人都不希望孩子受苦。
And we know that being parents, we would not want our children to suffer.
甚至我们受苦，让孩子不要受苦，我们也很甘心。
If we can suffer in place of our children, we'll be happy to do so.
但是我们孩子能不能会不会受苦，这不是我们能控制的。
But whether our children will suffer is out of our control.
但是亚比斯这个孩子有一个好处。
But Jabez has an advantage.
就是第十节说他懂得求告神。
Verse 10 says that he knows to cry out to God.
这个就是改变命运的开始。
And this is the turning point of his life.
所以有的人还没有信耶稣以前真的命很苦。
So for some people, before they came to believe in Christ, they truly have a very of a life of suffering.
有的很贫穷。
Some of them were really poor.
为着生活压力很大。
They have a lot of pressure to sustain a livelihood.
有的家庭没有爱。
And some of them have no love in their family.
父母对他们很严厉。
And their parents treat them really strictly.
所以心灵上受创伤。
So their hearts were wounded.
所以有很多人在世界上没有遇到耶稣以前真的是很痛苦。
So for a lot of people before they came to know Christ, they truly had a very painful life.
那这个痛苦有时候人是想要努力想要脱离这个痛苦。
And for people, oftentimes they just want to get out of this pain and leave the suffering.
我们常常发现脱离一个痛苦，另外一个痛苦来了。
But we often find that once we leave one suffering, we enter into another.
比方说，你拼命做工赚钱。
For example, you keep working hard to earn money.
经济改善了。
And your financial aspects improved.
我有时候身体弄坏了。
But then you have ruined your health.
这另外一个痛苦。
So you enter into another suffering.
那有时候你拼命赚钱。
Sometimes you spend all your energy earning money.
没有时间照顾家庭。
You don't have time to spend with your family.
就是小孩子变坏了。
So your children go astray.
那因为事业和忽略的家庭。
So for your career, you neglected your family.
所以有时候婚姻发生问题。
So sometimes you have a troubled marriage.
因为小孩子忽略了先生。
Or because of the children, you neglected your husband.
所以有婚姻发生问题。
So you have issues within a marriage.
小孩子养得不错，但是婚姻发生问题。
So even though you're able to raise up your children well, but then the marriage is falling apart.
所以人在世界上常常想要去超越这个痛苦，但是一个痛苦超越，另外一个痛苦又来。
So in life, we often want to get out of these pain and suffering, but as we get out of one, we enter ourselves into another.
那怎么能够超越我们的命运呢？
So how do we escape this fate?
亚比斯很聪明。
Jabez was very smart.
他在求告神。
He cried out to God.
神是谁？
Who is God?
圣经说神是我们的父。
The Bible said that God is our Father.
圣经说神就是爱。
The Bible says God is love.
所以我们有一个来源，我们的来源就是神。
We have an origin, and that is God.
他就是我们的父。
He is our Father.
他很爱我们。
He loves us.
他能够帮助我们。
He can help us.
他有很多的恩典。
He had many blessings.
所以人要改变自己的命运最好的方法就是来亲近神，求告神。
So to change our life, the best way is to draw near to God.
人的努力是需要的。
And we have to put in our own efforts.
但是人是有限的。
But we're all limited.
我们的努力能够改变的很少。
What we can change through our own effort is very little.
别人的帮助也是好的。
And if we can receive help from other people, this is good as well.
但是帮助也是有限。
But help from people is also limited.
因为帮助我们的人，他也有很多问题，他没有办法解决。
Because those who help us also have problems of their own.
所以我们人生摸索了很久，到最后发现原来有一条路我们竟然忘记了这么久，就是回来亲近神，寻找神。
So as we go on and search throughout our lives, we'll realize that at the end, there's this one path we have forgotten, that is to draw near to God.
那我们的命运改变，我们生活就改变。
So if we can change our life, then our if we can change our faith, then our life will also be changed.
那亚比斯祷告四点。
So there are four points in Jabez's prayer.
第一点。
First point.
亚比斯说：“圣愿你赐福给我。”
That you will bless me.
他求神赐福给他。
He asked God to bless him.
And next.亚比斯求神赐福给他。
So, Jabez asked God to bless him.
我们看最后一句话，神就应允了他。
So God, granted his request.
所以神就赐福给他。
So God blessed him.
那第二点。
Second point.
这里说，扩张我的境界。
Enlarge my territory.
那每一句话神就应允了，所以神也扩张他的境界。
So God also granted this request.
那第三点。
The third point,
常与我同在。
Your hand be with me.
那神也应许他。
So God also granted this request.
第四点。
The fourth point,
保佑我不遭患难，不受艰苦。
Keep me from harm, so I will be free from pain.
那神就应允给他。
So God, granted his request.
那我们现在看哦，这个祷告本身哦，到底什么意思？
So let's look into what this prayer really means.
第一个，神赐福给我。
The first is that God bless me.
我们大家知道，如果神赐福给我们
，We will know that if God blesses us.
你就发现生活的担子很轻省。
We will feel that the burden of life is very light.
因为我们是靠神的恩典。
Because we live according to the grace of God.
但如果我们只靠自己的聪明
，But we if you want to rely on our own smarts.
你发现很努力，但是你前面你没有把握。
Even though we can work hard, but we cannot be certain of the future.
所以我最近听到一个弟兄在提到他一阵子自己计划自己的未来。
And I heard this brother who shared that for some time he was planning his own future.
但是那段时间他经历很多的事业上的上跟下。
But during that time, he experienced a lot of up and down in his career.
活得很辛苦。
He lived a very difficult life.
那后来他就开始求告神带领他赐福给他。
But then he began to ask God and ask God to guide him and bless him.
他就发现神带领他到另外一个地方。
And he saw that God guided him to another place.
他开始他另外一个事业。
And he began a different career.
但是他发现他这样没有压力。
And he realized that in this new career he had much less pressure.
这个是神带领他的。
Because this is God's guidance.
所以这个是恩典。
This is a blessing.
因为恩典，所以他没有忧虑。
Because this is a blessing, he did not have to worry.
确实求神赐福，这个是基督神给我们一个权柄，一个 right, 一个权利。
So to ask God to bless us is a right that God had given us.
因为约翰一书说，你如果接受耶稣救主，他就赐给你一个权柄，做他的儿女。
Because the first John says that if you accept Jesus and become his children, then he gave you the right to be his children.
就是你可以跪下来向神求，这是你的权柄。
That is, you can kneel down and pray to God, and this is your right.
但如果你没有接受耶稣做救主，跟神没有关系。
But if you have not accepted Jesus as your savior, then you have nothing to do with God.
就没有这个权柄。
Then you don't have this right to do this.
所以求神赐福给我们，这个本来是好的。
So to ask God to bless us, this is originally good.
认识我们大部分人也都是得到神很大的恩典。
And for most of us, we have been truly blessed by God.
这确实是信耶稣极大的好处。
And this is a really a true benefit of believing Christ.
是改变命运的开始。
It changes our life.
但是我们祷告，如果祷告这样，有什么不够？有什么不对？
But if we pray like this, is there anything wrong with it?
因为如果我们的信仰只是追求神的恩典，
if our faith is merely to see blessings from God,
这个信仰的稳定程度会有问题。
There will be issues in terms of the stability of the faith.
因为这个信仰本身等于说它的根是扎在神的恩典。
Because this faith will be rooted only in the blessing of God.
那有一天呢，如果恩典没有了，
so if one day the blessings are gone.
那我们跟神的关系要怎么建立呢？
Then where shall we establish our relationship with God?
所以约伯记里面神向魔鬼说，
So in the book of Job, God told the Satan,
说你看我的仆人约伯敬畏我。
Look, my servant, Job, have
敬畏我
fear me.
哦，你在地上再找不到。
You cannot find a person like that on earth anymore.
那魔鬼说，约伯敬畏你有原因呢、啊。
But Satan says that Job fear you for a reason.
因为你每一件事情都侍服他，他怎么会不敬畏你的？
Because you have blessed him in every way, how can he not fear you because of this?
如果有一个人对你很好，你怎么不亲近他呢？
If someone is really good to you, how will you not respect them?
魔鬼说，你如果把他拿掉，他就离开你了。
So Satan said, if you take away all these blessings, he will depart from you.
那神就允许他就下来试试看了。
So God allowed him to go down and test this out.
把他的恩典、财产、孩子，什么都拿掉。
So they took away his blessings, his wealth, and his children.
哎，约伯对神的敬畏没有改变。
But fear toward God had not changed.
那神再允许再进一步。
So God allowed him to allow Satan to do more.
把他的健康也拿掉。
To take away his health.
哦，全身生伤瓦片的刮。
So he had boils all over his body.
这个时候，约伯的太太说：“你拜神拜到这样，死掉算了吧。”
So at this point, Job's wife told him that if you, this is how you are worshiping God, you should just curse God and die.
所以约伯的太太敬拜神是因为神给他们恩典。那今天神恩典拿掉，你拜他做什么？
So Job's wife worshiped God because of the blessings. So now since the blessings are gone, she saw no more reason to worship God.
但是约伯说，神本身是值得拜的。
But Job said that God himself is worthy for my
worship
and praise. God is the Almighty God.
是荣耀的神。
He is a glorious God.
是尊贵的神。
He is
尊贵的。
Majestic God.
如果你真的看到神，
If you truly see God,
你会全然下拜。
You will bow down to him completely.
因为他太伟大，太荣耀了。
Because he's too great and too glorious.
因此，我们寻求神的赐福是好的。
So it is good for us to seek blessings from God.
但是我们跟神的关系要超越，要再进一步的追求赐福祭给我们的神。
But our relationship with God has to transcend that and have a relationship actually with the God that gives us a blessing.
这个是我们在祷告上要追求的一个层次的提高。
And this is a transcendence that we must seek in our prayer.
因为如果你抓到了神，
If you can hold on to God,
神的恩典自然就来到。
God's blessing will come naturally.
信仰也变得很稳固。
And you will have a stable faith.
我们看马太六章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音第六章。
Matthew chapter 6.
马太第六章三十三节。
Matthew chapter 6 verse 33.
你们要先求他的国跟他的义，这些东西都要加给你们。三十四节。
34.
不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自然有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天当就够了。这个地方主耶稣说，不要为明天忧虑。
Here God says, do not worry about tomorrow.
忧虑什么？
What do we worry about?
三十一节说，吃什么，穿什么，喝什么。
Verse 31 says that worry about what we should eat, what we should drink, and what we should wear.
那三十三节说，这一些东西都要加给你。
But verse 33 says that all these things should be added onto you.
这个就是神的恩典。
This is God's blessing.
你生活的需要，神都要加给你。
All that you need for your life, God will give to you.
这是带保证的。
This is a promise.
但是神加给我们的条件是什么？
But what is the condition that God will give these to us?
要求他的国跟他的义。
That is to seek his kingdom and his righteousness.
神的国。
God's kingdom.
就是神作王。
That is to a place where God reigns as king.
让我们生活做我们的王。
To be the king of our life.
让我们来顺服他。
That we will obey him.
来荣耀他。
To glorify him.
以他做我们生活的中心。
And put him as the center of our lives.
神的义呢？
What is God's righteousness?
我们每一天要做神认为对的事情。
Every day we do things that's right in God's eyes.
这样来讨神喜欢。
To please God.
就是我们生活的中心，那个焦点，信仰的焦点哦，要从神的恩典对准神本身。
So the center and the focus of our faith and our life should be God himself.
那这样生活你就充满神的恩典，而且信仰很稳定。
If we can do this, then in our life we'll be full of God's blessings, and we'll have a very stable faith.
才不会说遇到患难，哇，拼命祷告，禁食祷告，一到平安，哎，教会都人都看不见了。
So we won't only pray to God and fast to Him when we are going through difficulties, but in time of peace, we do not even come to church.
有需要的时候很热心，没有需要的时候常常没有看到。
When we have a need, we become very fervent, but when we don't have a need, then we disappear.
这个就是我们信仰那个焦点哦，也只是停留在地上，而没有往上对，对到那个是恩典的神。
This happens when the focus of our faith is only concentrated on the things of the earth and not to God Himself.
所以我们需要超越。
So we need to transcend.
提升我们跟神的关系。
Elevate our relationship with God.
好，我们再回来看哈，历代志上第四章。
Let's look back to First Chronicles chapter 4.
历代志上第四章。
First Chronicles chapter 4.
第十节。
Verse 10.
这个祷告的第二句话说：“扩张我的境界。”
The second part of this prayer says, "Enlarge my territory."
这里亚比斯祷告求神扩张他的境界。
Here, Jabez prayed to God that he would enlarge his territory.
那个境界什么意思
？What does territory mean?
如果我们想起神对亚伯拉罕的应许
，If we remember the promise God gave to Abraham,
说你起来看。
Get up and look.
东西南北观看。
Look at the north, south, east, and west.
你看到的我要都要给你。
All that you can see, I will give to you.
你起来走。
Get up and walk around.
你走过的我都要给你。
All that you have walked through will be given to you.
所以那个看就是代表你的理想。
So what we can see is our goals and our dreams.
那个走就是代表达到你的理想。
And the places that we walk to are the goals that we achieve.
神说你看到我都要给你，但是你要走，你走到我都给你。
God says that what you can see I can give to you, but you have to walk, and when you walk, I'll give them to you.
因为神应许给他那一块牛奶与蜜之地。
Because God had promised Abraham the land flowing of milk and honey.
今天我们有的人向神求，就是让神在我们地面上扩张我们的境界。
And for some of us, when we pray to God, we ask God to enlarge our territory on this earth.
比方说，如果是卖房子的房地产经纪人
，if for the real estate agents, they want the real estate market to be better.
希望一年做两三栋到一年做十栋
，they want to do two, three sales a year or 10 sales a year.
希望从他居住的那个地区能够扩展到附近的城市都大家都能够给他生意做
，and they hope to expand from their immediate surrounding to a larger city where everyone will come to them.
到最后自己有房地产的公司
，and to eventually have their own real estate company.
这个就是扩张境界。
This is expanding our territory.
如果你在学术机构研究
，if you are a research person,
希望你研究有突破。
You want to be able to have breakthroughs in your studies.
然后你可以建立你的你的威名声。
So you can establish your authority.
所以你的影响力能够从你的公司到你这个行业能够延到你的附近的公司。
So your influence can expand from your own company to the other companies.
那提到某一项研究，大家都知道它是很有心得的。
So when people mention an area of study, they will remember you and know that you're an authority in this field.
这个就是扩张境界。
This is to expand the territory.
如果你在做生意
，If you're a business person,
所希望有一个分公司、两个分公司到五个分公司变成连锁店。
And you want to have more and more branches, then you become a chain store, a franchise.
这个叫扩张境界。
And this is to expand the territory.
那神是无所不能的神啊。
And God is the Almighty God.
所以有的时候神也允许我们让我们在事业上有成就。
So sometimes God also allowed us to be successful in our careers.
出名有影响力。
To be recognized and have influence.
但是信仰如果是为着这样，似乎不够。
But if our faith is only to achieve this, this seems to be insufficient.
因为这是地上的。
Because these are the things of the world.
神赐的福气是富足不加上忧虑。
The blessings from God is wealth without worries.
但是这个地上的境界一扩张以后，忧虑很多。
But when we expand the territory we have on this earth, the worries will come.
如果你做房地产，你知道你要做一栋要做成交你要打多少电话，要有多少事情要做。
If you're a real estate agent, you know that just for oneself to go through how much work you have to put into it.
但是当你境界一扩张以后，
But once your territory has expanded,
太忙了。
You will become so busy.
所以这个神的这个地上的福气有时候都有忧虑在里面。
So a lot of times these blessings of the world come with these worries.
那你公司一扩张，
So when your company expands,
哇，事情就多了。
You have more things to deal with.
等待你做决定。
People will wait for you to make decisions.
这个压力就很大了。
So you have a lot of pressure.
所以扩张境界本身啊都有忧虑。
So with the expanding territory comes worries.
而且生活变成很复杂。
And your life become a lot more complicated.
那连带啊，就对信仰会有影响，对家庭也会有影响。
And this will also influence your faith and also your family.
对教会的服事也有影响。
And also influence your service to the church.
所以不是每个人这样求神都会给他，因为不是每一个人配得这一种的恩典。
So not everyone who prays this way will be granted their prayer because not everyone is worthy of this kind of blessings.
所以我们的祷告需要突破。
So we have to transcend in our prayer.
从这个地上的境界来到属灵的一种我们人的这个眼界的扩张。
To transcend from the blessings of this earth.And expand our viewpoints.
就是属灵的这个阅历的这个见解的扩张。
And to be able to expand how we view the spiritual things.
就是我们想起我们自己的灵性。
So sometimes we ponder about our own spirituality.
我常常觉得，我虽然信主很久，但是我们这个属灵的视野非常的小。
We oftentimes will realize that even though we have believed in God for so long, what we see in the spirit is very narrow.
我们要求神啊，让我们这个属灵的眼光能够开展。
We have to ask God to open our eyes in the spirit.
这个不但对我们本身有好处，对教会也有好处。
This is not only beneficial to ourselves, it will also be beneficial to the church.
我们看《使徒行传》第一章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 1.
《使徒行传》的第一章。
Acts chapter 1.
第八节
Verse 8,
圣灵降临在你们身上，你就必得着能力，并且在耶路撒冷、犹大全地、撒玛利亚，直到地极做我的见证。这里神呢，就给一个目标，让这些门徒去努力。
So here God gave the apostles a goal for them to work towards.
就是神的国要降住在耶路撒冷，到最后要直到地极。
And that is the kingdom of God will come to Jerusalem and it will be preached to the end of the earth.
那十五节。
Verse 15.
有许多人聚集，差不多120个人。
And about 120 people gathered together.
他们在一个楼上祷告。
They pray in the upper room.
为什么祷告？
Why did they pray?
就是希望能够借着他们把这个福音从耶路撒冷能够传到地极。
Because they want to preach the gospel through them from Jerusalem to the end of the earth.
所以他们人是跪在耶路撒冷的楼房祷告，但是他们的心已经想要从这里一直到地极。
Even though physically they were praying in Jerusalem, but in their heart they already were looking at the end of the earth.
这个就是属灵视野的扩张。
This is to open up our horizon in the spirit.
对神的事情有理想。
That is to have a goal for things of God.
所以他的想法很宽广。
So their thoughts are very wide.
那后来耶路撒冷教会遇到逼迫。
And after that, the church in Jerusalem faced persecution.
他们就搬家。
So they moved.
搬到安提阿去。
They moved to Antioch.
他那个搬家有目的的。
But this move had a purpose.
就搬到安提阿，就传福音，就在安提阿建立安提阿教会。
So when they moved to Antioch, they preached there and established a church there.
那他们有各种不同的行业。
They each have a different profession.
但是在属灵上，他们是有他们的见解在里面。
But in their for church, they have this same view.
今天我们来到这个地方。
Today we come here.
我想我们的理想不应该只是在这里过得很舒服，有一个安乐窝。
So our goal shouldn't just be that we want to live a comfortable life here.
我们要想到神交托我们的使命。
We have to remember the commission God had given to us.
就是要把福音传到地极。
That is to preach the gospel to the end of the earth.
美国就是地极的一部分。
God, America is part of the end of the earth.
所以要把福音传遍我们圣何西附近的地方。
So we had to preach the gospel throughout San Jose.
所以我们不能够只看自己而已。
We cannot just look at ourselves.
在灵性上要往外去看。
In the spirit, we have to look outside.
那是我们能够有行动这样来做，使教会的圣工能够更发展。
So to take concrete action, so we can help carry out the work of the church.
这是一种属灵境界的扩张。
And this is expanding our horizon in the spirit.
我们在79年呢，美国教会开始支持非洲的圣工。
And starting from 1997, the churches in the U.S. began to support the evangelical work in Africa.
刚刚开始，所有的工人都是美国派的。
Initially, all the ministers that went there were from the U.S.
但是对美国圣工没有影响。
But it did not affect the holy work in the U.S.
为什么
？Why？
因为每一次工人去这个教会的信徒都为那件事情在祷告，我们为到非洲传道的工人祷告。
Because every time a worker goes to Africa, the church members will pray for them.
他们这个属灵的这个视野已经到了非洲。
So their spiritual vision had gone to Africa.
那这样祷告，不但非洲势力这个圣工推展很顺利，地方教会因为很注重祷告，开始复兴。
So when they pray like this, not only are the church work in Africa receive the benefit, but the local church also receive the benefit of this prayer.
那有很多很美好的见证带回来，让信徒得到造就，得到鼓励，大家的心真的越来越归向神。
So when the workers come back with testimonies they have in Africa, they also edify the local members, so the members' heart will draw even closer to God.
所以我们求神让我们不只是眼睛看世界这样的眼睛看得很宽阔，我们属灵上要有一个广阔的视野。
So we ask God to help us to not only see a wide territory on this earth, but also have a spiritual vision that's able to see really wide and far.
我们看腓立比书第一章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 1.
腓立比书的第一章。
Philippians chapter 1.
腓立比书第一章的第四节。
Philippians chapter 1 verse 4.
每逢为你们众人祈求，常常是欢欢喜喜的祈求。
Verse 4, in all my prayers for you, for all of you, I always pray with joy.
腓立比书是保罗在监牢里面写的。
The book of Philippians was written by Paul while he was in prison.
虽然他人在监牢里面。
Even though he was in prison at the time.
他活动的范围很小。
The area he can actually move around in was very limited.
但是我们发现保罗的心很大。
But we can see that Paul's heart was really wide.
他一直祷告，祷告到千里以外的腓立比教会去。
In his prayer, he was praying for a church that's 1,000 miles away.
今天我们人常常愿意到处去走走，好像这样不要闷在家里面人就要到处去接触世界。
So today we like to go and travel, so we do not just stay in one place.
当然这也是好的，增加见闻。
And this is good to expand our horizons.
但是更重要的，我们的心要往外扩张。
But what's more important is that our hearts must also go out.
在灵里面要去关心神的事情。
In the spirit, we have to care about the matters of God.
要关心教会的事情。
To care about matters of church.
常常为别人代祷。
Often pray for others.
所以即使你关在家里面你的境界可以非常广。
So even though you just stay at home, you can still see very far.
那我们的生活就更有意义了。
And that way we'll have a more meaningful life.
因为我们所注重的福气不是地上的扩张而已更是属灵的扩张。
So the blessings that we care about is not just enlarging our worldly territory, but enlarging the spiritual territory.
这是我们祷告需要的一种突破。
And this is a transcendence that we need in our prayer.
再看第三个。
And let's look at the third point.
历代志上第四章。
First Chronicles chapter 4.
第四章。
First Chronicles chapter 4.
第十节。
Verse 10.
第三句话。
The third sentence.
常与我同在。
Let your hand be with me.
亚比斯祷告求神常与他同在。
Jabez pray to God that God be always with him.
其实我们在真耶稣教会的信徒是特别蒙福的。
That being a member of the church's church is specially blessed.
因为圣经说，我们所以知道是神与我们同在，是因为他所赐给我们的圣灵。
The Bible says that we know that God abides with us because His Spirit abides with us.
所以我们非常的清楚，非常的有把握，神真的是天天与我同在。
So we can be really sure that God is with us every day.
因为我祷告的时候，圣灵就降临了。
Because as we pray, we can feel the Holy Spirit.
我们再祷告深入一点，圣灵就充满了。
If we can concentrate and go deep in our prayer, we'll be filled with the Holy Spirit.
圣灵降临，圣灵充满，我们就充满着喜乐。
And when we have the Holy Spirit and is filled with the Holy Spirit, we'll be filled with joy.
神的灵就安慰我们的心，就不会太愁苦。
God will comfort our heart and we will not worry.
对生活不会太有压力。
We won't feel so much pressure from our daily lives.
因为神的灵会安慰我们。
Because God's Spirit will comfort us.
神的灵会给我们力量。
Because God's Spirit will give us strength.
让我们能够面对外在的困难。
So we can encounter the difficulties that we have to face.
所以这样祷告是好的，也是合神的旨意，求神与我同在。
So this is, it is good to pray this way, and this is also according to God's will to pray this way.
让我们能够享受主里的平安跟喜乐。
So we can enjoy the peace and the joy inside God.
但是我们的祷告需要再往外扩张。
But our prayer also have to take a step further.
如果神有一天没有跟我们你没有感觉，好像神离没有很清楚跟我们同在。
But if one day we cannot feel the abidance of God,
那我们对信仰的态度会怎样
？Then what kind of attitude will we have towards our faith？
我们现在来看但以理书。
Let's turn to the book of Daniel.
好，但以理书第三章。
Daniel chapter
3。但以理书第三章。
Daniel chapter 3。
十六节到十八节。
Verse 16 through 18.
撒德拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥对王说：“尼布甲尼撒，这事我们不必回答你。”17节。
17.
即便如此，我们所侍奉的神能将我们从烈火救出来，王啊，他也必救我们脱离你的手。18节。
18.
即或不然，王啊，应当知道，我们绝不侍奉你的神，也不拜你所立的金像。这里啊，王啊规定，不可以向王以外的任何一个事情下拜。
And here the king had commanded that they cannot bow down to anything other than God.
就是要向他所拜的偶像来敬拜。
Other than the idol created by the king.
那如果不拜的，要把它丢到火炉里面去。
And those who do not bow down will be thrown into a blazing furnace.
那这三个朋友啊，意志非常坚强。
But these three friends of Daniel had a very strong determination.
所以神一定会救我们。
They were sure that God will save them.
如果即或不然，如果真的神没有救我们，我们也不再拜你的神。
But they said, but even if he does not, we want you to know that we will not serve your God.
即使死了，我们也不会做出这个违背我们信仰原则的事情。
So even if they had to die, they would not do things that's contrary to their faith.
真的有时候我们真的体会神跟我们同在。
But sometimes we really feel the abidance of God.
但是面对罪恶的引诱的时候。
But when we are facing the temptation of sin.
我有时候真的很可惜啊，犯罪了。
And sometimes we sin.
或者说你去看那个色情的网站。
Or we look at pornography.
去赌博啊。
Or we go gamble.
你祷告有圣灵吗？有圣灵在里面，就是神跟我们同在啊。
When we pray, we still feel the Holy Spirit.
但是生活没有原则。
But we had no principles in our lives.
因为你一吃定原则，你会被排斥啊！你跟人不一样啊。
Because if you hold on to your principles, you will be outcasted because you're different from everyone else.
所以我们只是求神跟我们同在，这样不够的。
So if we only ask God to abide with us, this is not enough.
我们祷告要求神帮助我们。
We have to ask God to help us.
即使有一天啊，我要牺牲我的生命，我也愿意坚持原则。
Even if one day we have to sacrifice our own lives, so I'll still hold on to my principles.
那这样就更进一步了。
And this is a transcending prayer.
我们才能够说，即使有我们祷告有得圣灵，但是我们的生活也不会世俗化。
And so we can say that even though when we pray, we still have the Holy Spirit, we will not allow our lives to become worldly.
所以有的人虽然得圣灵。
So some people, even though they have the Holy Spirit,
但是生活确实跟世界上差不了多少。
But the way they live their lives were no different from the people of the world.
就是缺乏原则。
Because they have no principles.
那求神帮助我们。
We ask God to help us.
让我们能够有这个力量来持守原则。
So we have the strength to hold on to our principles.
那结果后来这三个朋友不但没有死。 神把他救出来。
So at the end, these three friends did not die. God saved them.
而神不但尊重他们，神不这王不但尊重他们，也敬畏他们所拜的神。
So the king at the end not only respect them, also he respect the God they worship.
所以当我们能够坚持做基督徒的原则的时候，虽然跟别人不一样，但是我们周围的人对心里总是会对我们有一种尊敬。
So if we can truly live out the principle of a Christian, even though we will be different from other people, they will have respect for us because we are able to live as a Christian.
我们生活都跟他一样，虽然他跟我好像很好，但从心里面觉得说，你信主也不够跟我一样。
So when we live just like everyone else, even though we might have a very close relationship with them, they will think that being Christians we are really no different.
所以我们抵挡罪，圣经说还没有到流血的地步。我们在抵挡罪啊，然后付出的代价还没有到流血的地步。
So the Bible says that when we fight against sin, we haven't fought to the point where we bleed.
好，最后来看亚比斯的祷告。
Let's turn back to the prayer of Jabez.
列王记，列代志上第四章。
Chronicles chapter 4.
列代志上第四章。
First Chronicles chapter 4.
第十节最后一句话。
Verse 10, the last sentence.
最后第二。保佑我不遭患难，不受艰苦。
Keep me from harm, so that I will be free from pain.
约伯记说，人生在世多有苦难。
Job says that living on this earth will go through sufferings.
所以我们能够来神面前求神保佑我们不遭患难，不受苦，这个原来也是好的。
So when we can come in front of God and ask God to keep us from harm and pain, then this is originally good.
神的意念是。平安的意念不是降灾祸的意念。
God's will for us is to give us blessings and not sufferings.
所以神的意思也不是为要我们受苦。
So God's original intent is not for us to suffer either.
以赛亚书说，我们受苦，神也在受苦。
The book of Isaiah says that when we suffer, God also suffers.
因为神爱我们。
Because God loves us.
主耶稣在十字架受苦，他的父，天上的神也受苦。
When Jesus Christ was suffering on the cross, His Father, the God in heaven, was also suffering.
这是我的爱子，我所爱的。
Because he said that this is my son, my beloved son.
爱子受苦，父也在受苦。
So when the son suffers, the father also suffers.
所以求神不要让我们遭受苦难受苦啊，这也是可以向神祷告。
So we can pray to God to ask him to keep us from harm and from pain.
但是我们的祷告需要超越。
But our prayer has to transcend this.
要求神让我们能够甘心为主来受苦。
To ask God that we will be able to willingly suffer for him.
为什么？
Why?
因为你从圣经看起来啊，没有一个人蒙神纪念，他的人生是没有受苦的。
Because if you look in the Bible, of all the people who were remembered by God, none of them had gone through a life completely without suffering.
因为当你要遵行神的旨意，你一定会受苦。
Because if you want to follow the God's word, you will suffer.
当我们要完成神给我们的托付，你要牺牲，牺牲就是受苦。
If we want to complete God's commission to us, we have to make some sacrifices.
保罗说：“这自战自清的苦楚，要成就天国永远无比的荣耀。”
So the sacrifice will be suffering, and Paul says that the suffering that I bear is to fulfill the glory of heaven.
彼得也受苦。
So Peter also suffered.
摩西也受苦。
Moses suffered.
以利亚也受苦。
Elijah suffered.
每个人都受苦。
Everyone suffered.
所以求神，我们祷告要从求神不要让我受苦，进到神啊，让我甘心能够为你受苦。
So in our prayer, we have to go beyond asking God to keep us from pain, to asking God to help us to be willing to suffer for Him.
所以最后我们的祷告就是要超越亚比斯祷告里面的我。
So in our prayer, we have to transcend above the Jabez prayer.
因为他每一个祷告都是以我为开始。
Because each sentence in his prayer is focused on himself.
但是主耶稣的叫我们祷告是什么？
But how did our Lord Jesus Christ teach us to pray?
愿你的国降
临。Your kingdom come.
愿你的旨意行在地上。
Your will be done on earth.
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
And may all the glory be unto your name.
都是以神在前面的。
So everything puts God in front.
所以我们要超越，从亚比斯以自我为中心，超越到以神在我们前面这种祷告。
So we have to transcend from a prayer that's centered around ourselves to a prayer that's centered around God.
所以这个祷告是好的，但是更好是能够超越他的祷告。
So even though this prayer is good, it would be better for us to be able to transcend this prayer.
唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
337。
337。
我们最后要来祷告。
Now we'll pray together.
好，我们明天早上从10:00 to 10:30有祷告会。
Tomorrow morning from 10 to 10:30 we have morning prayer.
欢迎大家一起来参加，为着教会的圣工祷告。
We welcome everyone to come attend and pray for the holy work in church.
早一点起来是有一点辛苦啊。
Even though it might be hard to wake up early.
求神让我们有这个心，能够这样早一点来为他祷，为他的工作祷告。
We ask God to give us the heart to come earlier to pray for His work.
那明天早上有一个一季一次的布道会。
And tomorrow morning we have our quarterly evangelical service.
看有没有朋友亲戚，我们带领请他们来参加。
And see if you can invite your friends or family to come attend.
我们现在一起来祷告。
Let's kneel down to pray.